Yandaf Tzadik Tes Amid Beis. We'd just like perhaps to fa'emfa the kasha we had mentioned yesterday. So let us just refresh our memory. We had a member of Shmuel. Shmuel said, Tabach umen shekilko chayiv l'shalem maziku peisheyahu. And the Gemara says, from that what he says, maziku, I would think dafke bischar, that's he's coming to tell us, peisheyahu, that he's a peisheya, mefilu bechinam ischayim. So we had mentioned, there's a machloikis, Rashi and Tosfos, how to learn pshat in this Gemara. Bochanan says, Rashi holds, and Machne Ephraim, Rashi holds that the emison, if a person is oisik b'rishus, that means he's doing a pa'ula that he was asked to do, this does not at all fall into the category of a mazik. So, that what Shmuel said, tabach unam shekilkul chayv l'shalem maziku, it cannot mean that he's chayiv to pay Alts mazik, because there's no chiyuve mazik if a person is oisa bushus. So kochoch, so what does maziku mean? Maziku means he has the chiyuvim of a mazik. Just like a mazik is chayiv, the Rosh says, according to Rashi, bo'ines ken gneva vaveide. So this person is also chayiv, bo'ines ken gneva vaveide. Now, Kan Shoyel Aben, but if he's not a mazik, so why is he chayiv? And an oinus of Ken Geneva Veda. So, Kochach, you have to say, if we would say mazik alone, so I would say the chayiv is, because he's speaking about Pescha, he's being paid for his services. So he has the obligations of a Shema Socha. So Memele, so that is what Shmuel is saying. So Shmuel is saying that if he's getting schar, so then even if we would assume it's an oynis ke'en gneva v'aveda, he'll be chayiv to pay like a mazik is chayiv to pay, because he's a shema socha. And perhaps we could be meisif, and Shmuel is saying this according to the Chachamim, you take chayiv only by a shema socha, because they hold this is an oynis ken gneva v'aveda. And then Shmuel is meisiv, but I personally paskin like Rameya. And Rameya holds there is an obligation, iboile lemirme anafshe. So according to Rameya, it's not an oynis ken gneva v'aveda, it's a pshia. So according to Rameya, Yechai v'afilu, he was a shei mechinam. He's not getting paid for his services, but he's chayiv al tshay machino, not al tzmazik. He's not a mazik because he's aisa b'shus. We had a problem yesterday according to Tosfos. Tosfos holds this whole concept that an aisa b'shus does not have chiyuve mazik. Tosfos disagrees with completely. Tosfos holds aisa b'shus also has dinei mazik. So l'chayre, if Shmuel says he's a mazik, so lechere means shita satayis is odom a mazik is chayav oynis kein aveide, odom a mazik is potter by oynis kein gneve. That means in the measurement of the oynis, an oynis kein gneve is a greater oynis, and odom a mazik is also potter. And an oynis kein aveide knows that odom a mazik is chayav. Now, here we have a tremendous problem. Shmuel says, he's chayv al tzmazik, if he gets chav. So, how do we understand this? If it's an oynis, if the chiv is al tzmazik and he's taka mazik, so if it's an oynis kein aveide, so he's chayv, afilu without chav. If it's an oynis, Ka'ein Gneve, So you say he's chayim, he's not chayim als mazik, he's chayim als shemesocha. So what's pshat in the words of Shmuel, maziku? So I saw in Atar Shmuel, lady brings down a divrei Yecheskel. Divrei Yecheskel says, Amir de Kizach, which with this perhaps we can understand, according to Tosfos, pshat in the Loshon HaGemara. Divrei Yecheskel says, Bechinam, he's speaking about, okay, similar case. Bechinam pota, mishum bahavale onus. We're talking about something that a person was mazik. So bechinam is pota, is an onus. So he says, so why bischare si chayev? Why bischare si chayev? Mishum da omalei. Lahochi yavi loch agra, ki hecha de teidik, vishuv loichoshev onus. Amoyradik ezach. That means, the words onus and not onus, or a greater onus, a smaller onus, depends in reality how much the person should be alert, should be chayish of different circumstances which might occur. It's a very relative terminology. It's an onus kein geneve. The Divrei Yecheskel says, Amir de Kizach, and it seems that Teresh Mul also seems to say this, if a person is getting money, money is a machayev. You have to concentrate more. You have to be careful. So memele, a person who's doing something for free, legabi, his chiyuv of concentration and ishtadlus, what he did, he shouldn't have expected that this should have occurred. So it's called an onustake. What he was mechuyev to do, and if something occurred, so according to his chiyuv, that's called a tananus. He wasn't mechuyev to do more. But the minute he's getting money, there's a greater chiyuv on him. That's chatting the money. You're doing this, I'm paying you for this. So more effort has to be put into what you're doing, because that's what I'm giving you money for. So what by an umen bechinam would be called an onus, and an onus kein gneve, an umen bischar is called an onus kein aveide. And he says, it's very meduyik to Loshon HaGemara. He have a omer maziku, have a mina bischar. So he's a mazik if he's getting schar. That means his obligations when he gets schar are greater. Now he's a mazik taker. You can't say, I shouldn't have expected this, I should have been. You're getting schar. You were a mechuyev to be more careful. So memele, if this occurred, this is called an onus, so you didn't take enough precaution, this is called an onus kein aveda. So memele, this is a merdik mahalach, according to Tosfos, is aischaiv as odam amazik take, and it's an onus kein aveda, if he's getting schaiv. If it's bechinam, he'd be potter, according to the chachamim. Because now bechinam, it's an onus kein, it's an onus kein gneve. But Shmuel said personally, a paskal et ramei, it's a pshi, I hold personally. That's the member of Shmuel. Now let us again start from where we left off yesterday. Meisve, we had a member, we had Rabbi Yechanan holds, Rabbi Yechanan is chaylik on Shmuel. Rabbi Yechanan paskal is like the chachamim. Rabbi Yochanan holds that atabach umin shekilko b'chinam yistake pota b'schar yischayev. So the Gemara asks, Meisvei, Amelech chitim litrein by the small Zion of the in Mishpah. Melechitim litchem b'loy losesom b'asol subinay musom kemach l'nachtem b'asom pasni poilim b'hema l'tabach v'nibla. That's how we get lonu. The person gave a b'hema l'tabach v'nibla chayev b'nei shu k'nei sei socha. Because he's a nei sei socha k'nei sei socha. Now, let us learn the vial according to Taisvis. Here it says that an umin was menabal is chayiv. We are speaking about bechinam because it says kinay seisacha. It's a din of anay seisacha, but we're not speaking about anay seisacha. Speaking about bechinam, and he's chayiv. So what did the Makshin hold? So the Maraman Daf Chav Zayin Amud Beis explains, he brings a Taisa Bar Metzia. The Makshin held that this is an Oynes Ke'ein Aveda. That a Numen to be Menabel, a Behemah is an Oynes Ke'ein Aveda, an Odom Amazik is Chayit, and an Oynes Ke'ein Aveda. So we see, not like Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan said that an umin bechinam is potter. Because he held it's an oynes kein geneva. That's what Rabbi Yochanan held. It's an oynes kein geneva. So he held it's potter. So Meir Takashi, no, it says, kin noisei socha. It doesn't say he's a noisei socha. He's a noisei, he's kin noisei socha. But he's not getting paid, and he's still chayim. So you see, it is an oynis ka'ein aveda, and other mamazik is chayim. Bechina. That was the kasha according to Taisvis. And he answered, Eima mibnei shehu naisei socha. The chof is a grais. Mibnei shehu naisei socha. He's only chayim if he is a naisei socha. And now we can say the same vote we mentioned before, and if he's a naisei socha, so then it's like an oynes kein aveda taka, because there's a greater responsibility on him to be more cautious. So but now it's an oynes kein aveda. Now let us again see the top toisvis. Eima mibnei shu naisei socha, abo bechinam pota. Bechinam pota, abo gato demud loylem bo oynes ki hai le mechai bo dem amazik. Because bechinam is an oynes kein geneva. Bischar is an oynes kein. Bischar is an oynes weiter kein aveide. Now, let us see Rashi. Rashi says, we didn't learn Rashi yesterday, can I say socha? Va'avze chayiv kinoisei socha. Va'afal pi she'ein einoisei. Is chayiv kinoisei socha. Va'afal pi she'ein einoisei. Even though he's not einoisei socha. Alma pshiyehi. So we see it's a pshiyeh. Lo'i oimis gabi she'em echinam nami chayiv. Now, we look at this Rashi, it sounds very unclear. Is kinoisei socha. Even though he's not a Naisei Socha, so he sees a Pshia. So we see a Shem Echinim as Chayiv. So then the Machna Ephraim says Pshat in this Rashi Lishitosai. Rashi holds that he's not a Mazik. Isa Bershus is not a Mazik. So a Mazik he's not. So the only reason he could be Chayiv is Al Tshema. Now, if he said he's a noisei socha, so fine. He's a shema socha. He says chayv and einus ken gneva vavedus. So mameli yechayv. But if it says kin noisei socha, so it means he's not getting money. He's not a shema socha. So why is he chayv? Altmazik he's not chayv because he's oisei b'shus. Alt shema socha he's not chayv because he's not getting money. Kin noisei socha. So Al Kochach is chayiv because he's a peshein. Afilu bechinim, you also chayiv. That's what Rashi says. Alme. That's what Rashi says. Aber wie schein in euch, aber pschir, wo lei ein ist, gab ich schemach in dem Namen Chai, wo sind Chivas als schemach in dem, ist Chai als Peshaya. Ahu magrumoso, rasoi lekame derav. What is a magrumoso? So Rashi says, Shochat mitoich achas hatabois, vihigrim chutz bein tabas le tabas, vishir molech achut apnei rubo, rabbi yisi bide marshel ibe molech achut apnei rubo, rabbonon bol apnei kulo bahakul shechtim. Now, Baruch Hashem, we have the sefer Sichas Chulin. So, I just like to explain a little what we're speaking about over here. The esophagus of the behemoth is made out of many tabois. There are many rings that are cartilage. They're cartilage. That's flexible. And inside the tabois, there is basal. That means the air that goes through the esophagus doesn't come in contact only with these tabois. There is a coating of basal, and that is the koneh. That is the koneh. And the bones are attached to the koneh. They're one after the other. Now, there in the tabois of the gargaris, which were the esophagus, which we are speaking about, there's the top bone, the tabas hagadoyla, the ring, the top ring, let's say, the top ring, which is samuch, the closest to the mouth of the behemoth, the roish of the behemoth. This tabas is a complete circle. This is a complete circle. It completely covers the colon. All the tabois next to this tabois, there's a multitude of tabois. These tabois are like a horseshoe. That means 3/4 of them are, we have this cartilage tabas, and then we'll see why, and then on the bottom of this tabas, the basar of the kon is mechaber, the bottom chelik of this horseshoe. This will see be monegeya to Tosfos. Now, an ideal shchita, an egeya lonu, the way we're learning Rashi, would be to completely cut one of the tabois, completely. That means I'm cutting the tabas, And on both sides of the cut is tabas. That is a perfect shchita. That's a perfect shchita. I severed the tabas completely. According to Rabbi Yosef Reb Yehuda, maybe you say rubei kekuloi. That's also a kosher shchita. Hagrome means that while I was cutting, I went out of the direction of the tabas, and I went over in another direction. I went in another direction. And according to our Rashi over here, which is Amoyedik Mechudish Tekar Rashi, many Rishonim Achilek on Rashi, Rashi holds that by all the tabois, if I cut the tabas completely, gevaldik. But if I go out of the tabas and I go bein tabas le tabas, that means I'm goyma the shchita not by cutting the tabas, but I'm going the direction of the sacking goes bein tabas le tabas. Rashi holds According to the Rabbanon, this is no good, because I have to shecht the whole tabas. Bein tabas or tabas is no good. By the tabois aktanis, and Rabbi Yisrael B'Yud holds that is good. And just let me mention the Rashba and the Ramban, Eskakasha. This is an impossible chumre. He says, how can a sheikhet know exactly this bein tabas is very small area. How do you know where you're shechting? He said, you'd first have to cut away the oil and the bosa before you start shechting to see, and then kula haiva ulai that you could do it, to make such a shechit. Fine, okay. But let us not learn, get into the chulundik inyonim. But al koponim, this is how Rashi learned pshat in the Gemara. Now, let us again see the loshon of Rashi. Magrumoso shochat mitoich achas ataboys. He started shechting in the tabas. That means he started cutting down on the tabas. The higrim, and then he changed the direction of the sakin. He didn't go straight down. Chut, the higrim chutz. He finished the cut. He went outside of the tabas. Bein tabas le tabas. Vishir mole chut al penei ruba. That means roiv of the tabas that he shechted. There's a mole chut. That means there's a mashu on the other side that the roiv of the cut, he was in the tabas. Mole chut al penei ruba. So roiv of the shchita, roiv of the shchita of this tabas was in the tabas taken. But then later, before ending the shchita, he went out of the direction, he went out of tabas, and he was goyma, bein tabas lo tabas, which Rashi holds here, is apostle of shchita. But he made roiv shchita ready. Roiv of the kone was cut on the tabas, and later he went off. Rabbi Yosi, the Rabbi Yehuda, marshalei, b'mloichut al pnei rubo. Rabbi Yosi b'Rabbi Yehuda is Marsha. If roiv of the tabas was geshochten teicha tabas, Rabbon and boy up nei kula bako shechte. So it's a machloikis, Rashi says, machloikis Rabbi Yosi b'Rabbi Yehuda and the Chacham. Now, Talfei, so ha'u magrumosa da'asoy lekami derav. Talfei. So he told the owner of the animal, he's not allowed to eat it. Pasul shchita, he was machmer, like the chachomim. He only made roiv, only roiv of the tabas was geshocht, and then he went beina tabois. No, so upatrei le tabach mishlumei domi. But the tabach, he had a behim, $1,000 behim, and he shechted it with this, the sagrome, he said, you're potter to pay. That was the psak of Rav. I mean, fine. Pogu bei Rav Kahane v'Ravasi bal Gavre. So when this person came out of Beis Rav, he can understand he wasn't in the highest of spirits, Mistome. Mamish, I mean, his whole behime is now as a treifa behime. He can't eat it, and the sheikh had to go scot-free. Gomish doesn't have to pay him anything. Omrulei, so they told him, Ovid boch Rav Tarpi. Rav Mamish did two avlas to you. He did two things to you. Rav Tarpi. My Tarpi. What are the two things? Ilay me Tarpi legreyus. He did two avlas to you. The boy lay lachshi Rabbi Yosi b'Rabbi Yehuda. He should have been maker. Rabbi Yosi b'Rabbi Yehuda is holds that as long as that the roiv of the tabas was nishchat, so it's a kosher shchita. So number one, he should have said it's kosher. That should have been such a big machma. The ta'afi ke rabbonu. He said he's machma like the rabbonu. He shouldn't have been machma, number one. Binami ke rabbonu. Fine, and if he wants to be machma like the rabbonu, but he boy lelech yu will it afre. So, man, if you hold it straight, you hold like the chacham himself. He should pay. That's what they told him. Frek the gemara, shayme shamayim. You're allowed to tell someone who leaves a rov. You'll have to come over and tell him, you know what the Rav did to you? He did this and this. Shema Shemayim. Vasanya, we learned when there was Adin Torah. And it is one of the Dayonim, now the Bezdin paskened against this Baldova. And then they leave the Bezdin, and this Dayan sees this Baldova and he's fuming. L'chsheyeit says, when he goes out, lo yoyma, ani mezak. Between you, let me tell you, I held you were right. Chaveirim mechayim, the others said you're chayim. Avol ma'esu shechaveirim raboloi. I hold you right. So don't have any time to say, what can I do? Roy Bezdin paskened yechayim. Chas v'sholem, you're not allowed to talk like that. Well, Zanema Hoylech Rachel Megalasai, this is Rechilish. Now to tell them this. So this is a Mabna Maisa, Rav Paskin the Treif, Rav Paskin that you can't mum from the Tabach, and they come and tell him, Ovidloch Rav Tati, Shema Shemai. So the Gemara says, Ella Tati Lemal Yusa. He said, they came over, oi, are you lucky you went to Rav for this Shaila? Mamish, Moiridik, he did two gewaldic gemeilos. Loi euchloch sofik isur. That means, in Ruchni Yeshigit, it's a sofik isur. He told you, not allowed to eat it. Baruch Hashem, loichav sofik isur. Umonoch mi sofik zeile. It's a sofik zeile. That means, maybe it's rape. So he said, Hasu, not allowed to eat it. Not allowed to eat it. And maybe it's got, but maybe it's rape. He told you not allowed to eat it. When it comes to money from the Sheikhid, so he told him, maybe it's kosher. You'll take money from the Sheikhid, you'll be a gazlan. So it was matzal you from Yeredeya, from Chayshim Mishpat. Ah, Baruch Hashem. Whenever you have any shailas there, go to Rav. Obviously, he takes care of you. You're protected from kol mini asurim, Chayshim Mishpat, Yeredeya. Terrific. Let's see Rashi. Zot Rashi. Bahu gavre bal behime sheyetze bedayin kamar besanhedrin li afla li achla sofik yisur the mesafka le hilchus sekeman Rav didn't know how he passed it ikar rabbanon da osri ikar b'yosi b'rab Yehuda da machsha monach ha-misofik zeh dik she'eru avetabach potter so memele he did a gavaldik azach for you they wanted it they showed him you have to appreciate what Rav did for you. Now let us see Taisvis. So now Taisvis has two different mahalchim what the Shaila was. And then we'll see this Gvaldik and Afkamidis. Oymer Rabbeinu Tam. Taisvis does not learn like Rashi. The Mishimachi Korolei Sofik Yisura, Mishim Dara Posik Beperkama Dechulim, Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Yehuda, Betabas Hagadoyla. Hoya Rav, Machmer, Olov, Lofi, Shohoya, Ma'oretz, Shloyovi, Lohokel, Bishar Tabois, Bishar Tabois. Now, we've mentioned before, there's the Tabas Agdoilo, that is the first Tabas, that is a complete circle. There, Rav Paskin, if you shecht Roiv of this Tabas, it's a kosher shchita. The svar of Yeshecht, Roiv of the Stabas, Roiv of the Kona was also cut, the inside, Chelek HaBoso, which the Tabois are connected to, so it's a kosher shchit. By the other Tabois, Rav held, if you Yeshecht, Roiv of the other Tabois, so since it's not a complete circle, and Shechting Roiv of the other Tabois, you're not Shechting Roiv of the Kona. So, Roiv of, by the other Tabois, Roiv of the Tabas is possible, according to Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Yehuda. He paskin like Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Yehuda dafka by the Tabas HaGdoilo, and not by the other Tabois. Fine. Now, the Maisa was, Taisa says, by the Tabas HaGdoilo. The Maisa was by the Tabas HaGdoilo, which Mikael then it should be kosher. V'hoya Rav Machmerolo. Now here, so this is another scenario over here. Rav was machma lefi shahoya amoretz. This owner of the behemoth was an amoretz. Shal yovi lokel bishar tabois. That means he was afraid if he'll be Mekel, which Mika didn't was Mutter over here, but if he'll tell him, he brings him the Kone, Rebbe, it's kosher, so he looks, no, Reiv of the Tabas, Agdela was geschotten, it's kosher. That's all the Sama Oretz needs. The next time he won't have to go to Rav, he knows that he, Maisa Rav, that he saw that if Reiv of the Tabas was geschotten, it's kosher, he won't differentiate between the Tabas Agdela, the other Tabois, he'll say, he'll be Mekel. So Mamela, so Rav cannot be Mekel for this Amoritz. So he told him, it's Treif. Reiv is Treif. No, I know Reiv is Treif, so Mamela is a finish, so. Fine. Now, what right do you have to Paskin like this? Manyene asks you a Shaila. So Tai says, yeah, there's such a nugget. It matters who the Shaila is. The shell is a Talmud Chochem, you tell him one psak. The shell is an Amoretz, so you tell him another psak. It's not, you can't, not all the time you tell the right psak. I mean, you have to be a Royas and Loyalist. What's going to happen from your psak? You can't be too naive. The Rav Posik Bekam the Chulin Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Yehuda V'Tabas HaGdoilo. V'Yerav Machma Olof Ishoi Amoretz Shlo Yovel Hokel B'Shal Taboyz. And I think that Bishoygek is in concert. When he said the Shir, for the Olam, for the Talmidim, he told him he could in Rabbi say it's Mutter. But when he said it, the Shir, Mishma Mioretz. Fine. Okay. So he told the Samoritz, and they told him, well, good thing, I mean, Rav told you, you're not allowed to eat it, because, fine. But now, Tosfos has a tremendous problem, but if, good, he's an Amoritz, he's not allowed to eat it. I can't tell him he's allowed to eat it. But they told him he was Machma by Sofi Gezel. Not Sofi Gezel, Bivade Gezel. This sheikh had shechted good. By the Tabas HaGdoilov, you shecht reiv, it's good. They told them that, you know, a good thing he told you that the Tabach is potter to pay because it's a Sofi Gezel. It's not a Sofi Gezel, it's a Vade Gezel. If you take a penny from this Tabach, the Tabach made a good shrit. They made a shrit on the Tabas HaGdoilov. Yeah. Oh, lahochi kor lei Sofi Gezel of lei Vade Gezel. No, this tabach is also a shtickle mazik over here. He should have realized that if you make such a shchita for an am haoretz, they're going to matrif it. So there's a svara to say that you take off the paper. You shouldn't have made such a shchita. Why are you making such a shchita? Because you should have realized that this shchita, even though mehikar adin it's mutter, but for an amoritz will be yosa, sheyachmiru alo. Fine. V'ri meforesh, V'ri says a different pshat. So we have now the Rabbeinu Tam's pshat. And Tam said there was a shchit in the Tabas HaGdoilo, which Mika didn't was good, and he was machma al tzamoritz. V'ri meforesh, the yuvde b'shat taboyis ave, was in the other taboyis. And Rashi were down. Oh, Rav, the Koma, I'm sorry, but they come with the Chulim. Vein alochi kemoisei b'shar taboiz, b'shum de mesafkalei alochi kemoisei alav. So now, the Ri says that Rav was mesupik. Rav says, ein alochi kemoisei. That means, it comes out according to the Ri, the Gemara in Chulim, that according to Rabbi Yosi and Rabbi Yehuda, filo b'shar taboiz, V'yishecht reiv etz kosher. Rav says, ein alochi ke Rabbi Yosi bar Yehuda, so v'yishecht reiv, it is posel. But now Tosfos says, that what he said, ein alochi ke Rabbi Yosi bar Yehuda, means misafik. Shem de misafik lei alochi ke Moise ilav. Fine. So now, was a merdike kasha that a chayne mask. Shimon Shara Yesha, Perik, Shara Aleph, Perik Yud, Perik Tes. Es kabel de ke kashe. The kashe is as follows. Lamaise, by the, according to the Riz Pshat, the Shal Tabois, was a machlokes, is it kosher or not? Rav said, ain't alochik, Rabbi Yosef, but he said, it's not kosher. Doesn't mean it's not kosher. The heroes, it's not kosher, but I'm a supik, misofik. I don't know if it's kosher or not. I don't know if it passed on Rabbi Yosef Yudin. So it's not kosher. So if the Reis Elochumre. I don't know. I mean, if I know we passed on Rabbi Yosef Yudin, covered God, but I don't know. So if I don't know, there's a machlekes. Rabbi Yosef Yudin, the Chachamim. Chachamim hold it straight. Rabbi Yosef Yudin, it's kosher. I don't know how to pass him. It's a mamele. So it's awesome. So lechayre, so why are we dancing on two chasnas over here? So you're not allowed to eat it. So if not allowed to eat it, so he was matrif the behemah. It's treif, lemais. It's treif. So maybe it's kosher, but you're not allowed to eat it. It's treif. So mamela, so he should be chayif to pay you. I mean, the vice says this. We're not speaking about an oinus over here. This was really a pshia of the sheikh. This is. The shaila is the was he matrif it? If somebody the raisa lechumra and the poisa got there, that says you're not allowed to eat it, so your mazik should be chayv. So Rav Shimon Amar dekateret that the din of safik the raisa lechumra is a din in the gavra. That means you have a geshachten behemah. I don't know if it's kosher or not. So the behemah is a suffix. I mean, klapish maya galya, I don't know, it's a suffix. Maybe it's kosher, maybe it's not kosher. The din and the gavre is not permitted to play Russian roulette. You don't play around with it. This is a suffix that I say. You're not allowed to eat it. That's a din and the gavre. You're not allowed to eat it. Achsim edashita sacharedim is suffix that I say luchum is obachaut obachayim. Don't play around with these surahs. So that's a din in the gavra. The din mazik is a din in the chepze. You were matrif the behemah. You made it basa treife. Is this basa treife? I don't know. Chayes it if it's treife. It's a sofik treife. So memela, that's how we split the hair. It's like a two different inyanim. You can't call him a mazik. You can only call him a mazik if you know that this bosser is treif. What the bosser is, I haven't the faintest idea. Maybe it's treif, maybe it's kosher. So memela, so on hilchis mazik, you can't say you're a mazik. You know that it's treif. Maybe it's kosher. When it comes to anhogi, if you're allowed to eat it, if you're not allowed to eat it, so then the din is, you're not allowed to eat it. Because that's a din in the gavra. You have to be b'chal to b'chaim. You're not allowed to eat it. So that's pshat in these two psokim of Rav. Rav Shimon frekta amore de kekashe. Rav Shimon asks, we have a gemore daf talad on the base. Hamedame, from one of the chov daladovas, the zikin is hamedame. What's the taitch hamedame? A person took trume and threw it in chulin. But if there's not enough to be mevatel the tumah. We're talking about, let's say he took kernels of tumah. He had 20 kernels of tumah. He had 200 kernels of chulin, and he goes, let's make whatever the less than the shear bittel, and I think it's bottled by Mosayim, so it's less than Mosayim. And he mixed. He took the tumah. He went over to the chulin. He mixed it up. Now the Yisrael, all the kernels look the same. So it found also machila. So that's one of the mazikim that you mechuyif to pay. You a mazik is chulin. Now you can't eat it anymore. Like Rav Shimon, the same thing over here. You have your 220 kernels. The 200 kernels are kosher. That's chulin. The 20 kernels are tumah. He asked the owner, is he allowed to eat it? Achas v'sholem. You know why? You might come and eat the 20 kernels of, you might eat the 20 kernels of tumah. That's why. You're not allowed to eat it. But I was mazik the 200 kernels of chulin. I was a mazik it. You can't eat. That's a din in the Gavre. But the 200 kernels of Chulun never changed. They were Chulun before the Chulun now. Afapikain, there you mechuyev to pay. The Merdeke Toysves, the Mesechtes Nide, Daf Mem Zayin Amad Aleph, there it's speaking about if a person made a we have 220 kernels of wheat. He made flour out of them, let's say. He made a cake. The tum alone, now the shaila is if there's a shir challah from the chulin, if you have to be mafresh challah. So there it says that since challahs are the rabbonon, you're potter from challah because the chulin also has a din tumah. In Tumas Potter Minachala. There it says is Potter Minachala. Even though the Chulan had a shear of Chi of Chala, but since Chala is a Rabbonon, with the Rabbonon, we consider that the Chulan is also Tumas. So we see that the din of Medame is not Pshat, that you're not allowed to eat it because maybe I might eat a kernel of Tumas. If it's potter from chale, well, why is it potter from chale? You have here a shir of chule. That's chayev b'chale. And there the Gemara is there. Taisa says, it's potter from chale because it's the mua, the chulen gets a din tumah. So we see the din of medame is, the line from an apostle, that the chulen becomes tumah. That's the gather of the mua. The chulen gets dinay tumah. So everything is tumah. Midarabon. So you're mazik. You made my chulun trume. There you are, mazik tak. Zuck the Gemara weiter. Itma. Hamare dinner le shulchani. Now, they showed a shulchani was a expert in coins. He was able to tell you if it's a genuine coin or it's not a good coin. V'nimtzara, he said it's good. It's good. Right? It means I had my behemoth to sell. Someone came over, gave me this coin. So I went over to the shulchan. It's a good coin. Fine. Sold him the behemoth. Lakech went away. Now I have v'nimtzara. Now I want to spend this coin. And no one wants to take it. It's a no good coin. Tani chada umen potter. We learned one baraisa, the umen is potter. Had yet chayev. If he's an umen, he's potter. If he's an expert, he's potter. If he's a had yet, he's an amateur, he's chayev. Tani idach ben umen ben had yet chayev. An umen is also chayev. Amar a pope, ki tanya umen potter. That what we said, the numinous potter, going Dankil, the Issa, these were names of famous bankers in that time, famous experts in coins in that time. Maitzrichi lemigma klal. They had nothing to study, to learn. They were the experts of the day. If they saw it, they said it's a good coin, so it's an onus. I mean, with their expertise, and they said it's good. Later, see later what happened over here, and so that's an onus. So they're potter. They're potter. This is like an onus. It's mamish an onus. I mean, and that what it says before an umin is chayev. We're speaking about an umin that is not on their caliber. An umin that's not on their caliber. So Mamela, he should not paskin on coins. He's not on their caliber, he should not paskin. Frechte Gemore Ella Bamaito. So you tell me they were the experts. And they showed them a coin, and they said it's a good coin. And Lamaisa, you see, they made a mistake. Gemara says, "To b'chsich sechadetu the hushaita the nafik mitusi sichse." Let us see what Rashi says. אמר הדינו לדעס אם תויבו ויקבלנו מחברת. דנקו ואיסו שולחונם אומנמוי. תו בכסיכס אחדתי שנפסל המטבע. The previous מטבע became possible. And מידו צורה אחרס. And there was now a new צורה for the new coin. עדיין לא היו בקיים בו. And they weren't as yet bucky to study this new coin. Sichse quite spalazes like the mint had made, it came out like a new form. It's a very interesting gemara. Bechdushi Arim asks a kashen. I mean, this new coin came out, and they weren't completely acquainted with this new coin. What does it help that they were the Bekiyim, but in this coin they weren't the Bekiyim? So the Chiddush Arim says there was no one to ask. They're the authorities on all coins, and there's no one else to ask, and it seems that's their obligation to say their opinion. And God, here it's called by a new coin, they're called Anusim, and they're potter to pay. Other people who don't have the caliber, Bechal shouldn't say an opinion about coins, because you don't have their caliber, you cannot give a heksha on coins. Now, there's a Meredike Rashba over here, and with this Rashba will understand Tosfos. There's a Shaila. Why didn't the Gemara says like this? The Gemara says that one place we learned a Numen is Chayiv. One place we learned a Numen is Potter. The Gemara says, Svatza. A Numen, if he's Danko Veisa, he's Potter. Another Numen that didn't have their qualifications, he's Chayiv. Why didn't the Gemara say, like we had before, if he gets money, b'schar, some emela, then there's more obligations we learn, then he's chayev. If he doesn't get money, then he's potter. We hear this, by a tabach, we hear such a thing. So just like to say over the Loshna Rashba, so the Rashba says like this, Gabi shchite toli ba'umnes yadayim. By a shchite toli, how we shechted it, how a toli umnes yadayim. Shayech afilu umenaboki, you calculate, afilu a person is a shaykhit, but, and he has to shech properly, it doesn't go automatically, he has to shech properly. Ela imkein, yashgiach v'yichaven, that means, afilu, he's takanumen in alagotizachen, but he has to be mashgiach in what he's doing, and in order that a good shchita should come out. Lefichach lab onus goma chashvinalei. I think he's speaking about bischar. So if he's getting bischar, so there's a amount of a more effort and concentration he's obligated to do since he's getting paid for it. So mamela, if he didn't use this yisra in concentration and effort, he's a basic. Avabaris hamadbeis. It's not how to do it. Kol shehu boki harbe, kiven shadovo toli beriye ubekiyes, lo shach sheyita boy. It's not that he's making a mistake. That means either you know it or you don't know it. He has yediyas how a coin is supposed to look, how all the prokim of the coin have to be. He's not doing anything. In doing, the Rashba says a person can do, with his expertise, he can do it more carefully, less carefully, and how much concentration is mechuyev to put into this, that matters. If he's getting money, he's mechuyev to put more effort and more concentration. So mamela, so how it was done is could be a sibis achiyev. If he got paid, he should have done it with more cautiousness and Do it with more hashgach and more kabbalah. But when we're speaking about a riyah, You're not doing anything. It's not doing. It's understanding. He sees the coin in front of him and he has his understanding. Snapshot is that he looked at it. He looked at it. He looked at the coin like he looks at all coins. Snapshot, he looked at it carelessly. He looked at the coin and from what he saw, he held it's a good coin. So he says, I finally got paid for it. So, I mean, so it'll be so. He'll hold differently. I mean, the whole Hayroah is because of his yediyah that he acquired, and money is lemal lemayl. Akbon, that's what the Rashba says, and I think this is pshat and Tosfos. Tanya idoch bein umen bein hed yitzchayev leishayech hochel leshnuyei kan bescha kan bechinam. You can't say that the Tosfos also asks the kasha ki the mishani gabi shchite. The Bakor is matbeya tzorich bekiyas gadol. You have to be a boki. V'leslei lemech zimein boki kedanke v'yisa. That means that to say, the Gemara said, kan bedanke, the Gemara said, we're speaking about danke v'yisa. You're only potter by danke v'yisa. So say, maybe another person is also potter, bechino. So Taisa says, no, another person is chayiv. If you're not this darg of danka v'isa, you have no right to look at coins. And the Eisvir of Taisa, and if you are danka v'isa, so money won't be a mechayiv. Now, Agavuche, the Divrei Yecheskel says, Amor de Kizach. We had mentioned before a svar of the Divrei Yecheskel that the reason why schar yechayiv is because schar obligates the person to do a better job. And the mele, and if he doesn't do it, so that's not called an oynes kein gnevet, an oynes kein aveda. We had said there's another mahalach, but schar is chayv al shem asachar, and there's another mahalach. So here, the achayim say, here you can't say he's chayv al shem asachar. If the rishonim ask a kasha of schar, you can't say he's chayv al shem asachar. Why? Because Bishloime, if we're talking about giving a person a behema, the shecht, so you're shema socha, so you have to, shema, you have to see that I'm a shema on this thing. Over here, he's giving me a coin. I'm a shema on the coin, fine. So, what does that mean? I'm a shema on the coin. I said, well, lose the coin. I just said that it's a good coin. So, my chiv shmira is a greater machayev. You know what the hezek was? The hezek was that he can't use this coin. The hezek is that he can't use the coin. So so my shmira on the coin is b'chayim me. So al shayme de zichanoch chiyav over here. Okay, that's why the Divi Yecheskel says that schar is a new lomdus in ganzen. Schar is not a lomdus. I'm a shayme socha by a tabach. He could say that's the lomdus of a tabach, I'm chayim al shema. So memele, so the chiv shamrim is mechayim me, to be more careful. But over here you can't say the chiv is al shema, because shema doesn't make any sense. If I'm a shema on the coin, so what did I do wrong with the coin? The whole hezek you got is that you can't use this coin. So that has nothing to do with my shmir on the coin. So a kocher has to say this new lumdis, that when you get money, there's greater obligations on your anhoge. But a person without money has X amount of obligations, and a person that's getting paid has greater obligations, so by him it's not considered an onus.